The Boston Calling Music Festival is back, but in a new location. The three-day festival that gets underway later today is no longer being staged at City Hall Plaza. Now it's on the AstroTurf fields of Harvard's Athletic Complex in Allston. WBUR's Andrea Shea takes a look at what else has changed and what hasn't.
This sound is one of the many things that make Boston Calling's new location different. We cruise around in a golf cart as staff and crew prepare for the festival at Harvard's Athletic Complex. A black stage rises from green AstroTurf instead of the hard red brick at City Hall Plaza. A Ferris wheel is unloaded in pieces smack in the middle of the main field. Boston Calling co-producer Mike Snow says he dreamed about putting a Ferris wheel on City Hall Plaza, but never pulled it off.
It's kind of like an iconic festival thing. I am scared to death of Ferris wheels, but you're going to get the perspective everybody wants, right? You're going to get to the top of that thing. You're going to see Cambridge. You're going to see the river. You're going to see the stadium. And then you're going to look this way, and you're going to see the stages.
Now, Boston Calling has four stages instead of three. The expanded lineup features 12 comics and 45 music acts, including Major Lazer, Mumford & Sons, and Tool. The ability to grow is one reason why Snow and his team decided to leave City Hall Plaza after seven festivals there.
Easily, in a numbers game, we had 6 acres, now we have 16. Our overall operating budget, it's probably close to triple. You know, our talent budget was definitely triple, and then our operations budget was closer to double.
New funding came last summer when New York's Madison Square Garden Company purchased a controlling interest in the festival. Snow says there are also three times as many portable toilets and room for twice as many trucks to bring in sound and lighting equipment. There will be 26 food vendors instead of the 6 on City Hall Plaza. These ingredients are part of the vision Snow has for making Boston Calling a premier festival for Boston, like well-known ones in Chicago and Austin.
I think with urban festivals like Lollapalooza and, you know, South by Southwest, they're great cities, right? And we have a great city, and I want to be able to use this as the benchmark to show people a great city.
For the first time, the producers hired a festival designer named Russ Bennett. He helped shape the look and feel of other festivals, including Bonnaroo, Outside Lands, Life is Good, and the ones hosted by the Vermont jam band Phish. Bennett says this site, just across the Charles River from Cambridge and Watertown, is definitely more forgiving than the brutalist backdrop of City Hall Plaza. His goal here, to create zones and travel paths between the different music stages, the comedy in Harvard's hockey arena, and the various places to get food and drink. Bennett is adding visual elements that celebrate Boston's spirit. Portraits painted by different artists line a perimeter wall. Faces with different colored skin are set against the city's skyline. Bennett says he hopes the art represents the people of Boston.
I'm hopeful that the population that attends is going to be more diverse, you know, because of the lineup, all of those kinds of things. It's always important, but in this day and age, it seems even more important.
I had to ask Russ Bennett, with all of his experience, what he thinks ticket holders expect in 2017, now that there are so many festivals across the country.
I think that depends on what festival they're going to. This festival, I believe, is going to grow to be like any really good, profound city festival. So if you think about Jazz Fest or Outside Lands or Chicago Blues Festival or, you know, all of those kinds of things, they reflect the area that they're from. And I think that's what these guys are doing.
Festival producer Mike Snow also hopes the community that helped build Boston Calling feels at home.
And that can't be forgotten just because you move and just because you get bigger. So it's really important to make them feel super duper at home because those are the people who give you the best critiques.
Snow looks forward to getting feedback on this new version of Boston Calling and says he'll be watching social media along with the weather this weekend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
There was a last-minute lineup change made to the festival just last night. Solange will not perform this weekend. She'll be replaced by the hip-hop trio Migos.